Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listening to the show tonight, I think I might offer Kevy a contract.
Yes. Mal, Kevy.
Mal, Kevy.
Sheensy.
All of them could replace you at any moment.
Yeah, I know. I'm very replaceable. Thank you.
This bloke could also replace you as well. One of your great mates is on a kangaroo tour or two maybe with you. He is a Balmain legend. Steve Blocker Roach is on the line to bid you farewell.
Two tours, Blocker, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I don't know. What are you going to do with yourself, Badge? I mean,
I'm going to annoy you.
I call him the man for all season. If he's going yachting, he's got the yachting gear on. If he plays golf, he's got the golfing gear on. He's one of those guys.
There's no yachting.
You know what? You know what he is? He's well groomed at all times. Badge, I've never seen a hair or a mohair out of place.
I know where that came from, Block. We and you've reminded me. We did this the Raiders at the end of one season. This film crew came in and we did a thing about on training techniques, and it was a video that they released for footy coaches and fans and whatever else about, you know, different stuff and train, you know, different training drills and ways to play the game. It was quite different than anything we'd seen before. And they did ask me at one time, what's the most important thing about playing fullback? And I said, oh, it's important to be well-groomed at all times.
Well-groomed at all times.
I did not think they put that in. They put it in the video. And Blockers watched it.
But you know what? But like Gary and I would be the almost exact opposite.
Yes.
I'm untidy. I'm bordering on lunacy. But he was always the bloke that we went to that showed a little bit of calmness when I was going off my rocker on the field or off it.
Off the field, yeah, on that 1990 kangaroo
Hey, Badge, come on, mate. You promised me.
Well, all I can say is thank God Ciro was there, because there's no way I could control you when we got into a bit of trouble at that squash courts that time.
Oh, Ciro, our hero.
Yeah.
Still going good, mate. But hey. Badge, mate, we wish you all the best, mate. You've been, a lot of people don't realise how hard the stuff that you've been doing for a long, long time, mate. Yeah, you've been doing it for 30 years. You might have been doing it for more, radio and television.
Yep. You and I made our debuts together, I think, with Channel 9 or Channel 10 on the sideline back in the early 90s. We were the two sideline eyes.
I'll let you get a couple of words in anyway.
Yeah, I know. And you even let me sit down sometimes.
But, mate, hey, congratulations on everything you've done, mate. You've earned an ornament to the game. And, mate, I'll tell you what people need out there at the moment. I don't reckon there's any good MCs around with sporting functions and all that. Gaz, maybe I could take on getting you some work down here for a small fee, of course.
Yeah. Another side hustle for both of us, Blocker. Will you be my special guest, it'll be the easiest gig, because Blocker is one of the all-time great after-dinner speakers.
Turn it up, mate. But, hey, in all seriousness, mate, now, Kath's just sitting out the back, and she's saying, make sure you say hello to Gary. And mate, you're much loved by everyone, mate. Mate, honestly, all the blokes I know in footy, you're probably the only bloke that no one's got a bad word for.
Jeez, I haven't done
that. To your face anyway.
Yeah. good on you. Hey, thanks. And say good day to Kath too. We did actually catch up recently with the Sattlers as well.
We did.
And that was outstanding.
You haven't stopped whinging about that meal, Badge.
Oh, that was... Oh, Block, how bad was that meal?
I'll tell you
what
I was dirty about.
What?
Oh, mate, it was bad, wasn't it? Oh, we won't mention where we went, will we?
No, we won't block it.
There's a very big surf club on the Gold Coast.
No, stop.
Okay, sorry. Well, last night, I can say whatever I want.
Well, mate, I was doing the Aussie Parker when the bill came. I was hoping he'd dig deep and shout me or something. I was in enemy territory.
What?
But that didn't happen.
No. Well, I'm consistent anyway, Block. I don't think it's ever happened.
Hey, talk about Paul Roberts.
Where's Max? Is he,
I'm here, yeah. I'm just listening. I'm sitting back and admiring you two and the relationship.
Hey, champion.
How are you? Son? How's Catherine Bridget?
Hey, Catherine Bridget, what a wonderful young human she is. Wonderful lady. Hey, Sats.
Yeah?
Did you mention the Gaz, that posh restaurant we went, that you took me to without we didn't invite him?
Oh,
when
yeah.
When I was still up on the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Had me white sand shoes on and me shorts and me.
He was. He looked very Gold Coast, he did.
Stuff. Your yachting gear.
Very Gold Coast.
I did. I loved it. I loved it.
hey, Block, talk about polar opposites, yourself and Gary. The two Garys were polar opposites as well, Gary Belcher and Gary Jack.
Oh, my diamond Gary Jack, eh? The hardest substance known to man. Right? Has he told the story tonight about when he knocked his change off?
Yeah,
he's told that story.
Jimmy and I chatted and we talked about that. And the absolute true story. And Block always see what happened at the start of the '86 tour. We're on the plane, and I was next to Block. Block, I think we got put up in the smoking section. We used to fly, and there'd be smoking up the back, and the boys are ordering drinks. playing cards, and there's smoke everywhere, And Block goes, hey, Ciro, tell him about Jimmy. And I, what? And he said, you're rooming with Jimmy Jack. I said, what do you mean? They said, oh, fullbacks, they're roomed together. And they went, bad luck.
Oh, no.
I said, what do you mean? Tightest man. And then they called Benny over. Tell him about Jimmy. Oh, bad. You're going to have the worst tour. I don't know. You just met him. Tightest man in the world.
Hey, Badge. Okay. they put in the toll gate on the way back home to Wollongong when he was living there. That was 40 cents in those days. 40 cents. Can you imagine? Have you seen what the tolls are now? It costs you $6 to get through the toll. Anyway, that used to be 40 cents, and Jimmy Jack was that tight. He'd knock off a couple of bits of fruit after training and drive him back, and he'd give the bloke in the booth, because it wasn't all automated then, and he'd hand the bloke a banana and apple and not give him the 40 cents.
Of course he did. I've seen all that.
Yeah. Didn't he, when it was his shout at a bar one night?
Mystery shout?
Yeah, mystery shout. He went up to the room to get the sponsor's product and bring it back down instead of buying beers.
And they were my cans 100%. And his. Yep, and he walked back down with the cans.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
The 4X. Remember we were sponsored by 4X and Winfield Blues?
Yep.
Weren't we?
He was 4X selling his. Winfield. He was. We all got a carton that we had a choice of Winnie Blues or Winnie Reds on tour when we got there. Yeah. And Gene, there was a bloke that smoked, Gino and Greg Dow. There's a bunch of them that smoked. Them. Can we have your seat? Yeah, after they'd finish. Yeah, just take mine. Jimmy's selling them, packet by packet, highest bidder. Oh, he was good.
Didn't you tell him up in a card game on the bus where you. You stacked the cards and everything?
No, that was on the plane going over. He lost all his allowance going over on the plane because they rorted him. Rowdy Shearer that cheated.
Oh,
and, mate, he was crying. I was going to boy praying for me kid or something. Like, yeah.
Anyway. Who's this about anyway? Is he retiring?
I agree.
He took the pressure off me, all I can say.
Who's that, Rowdy?
Jimmy Jack. He took the pressure off me.
Oh, Jimmy. Yeah, mate, he's moved back down to Wollongong, you know.
Right.
He was living in Sydney. He was a gong boy to start with. He's moved back down there to the South Coast, Jimmy. So he's putting his feet up.
You're warning me not to go there when I do my trip around New South Wales.
That could be a good tour.
That's another thing. He'd let you in for a small fee.
That'd be good for a small fee.
That'd be a good tour.
Well, I'm going to see Block and Kath. I've already told them that. Mm. That'll be fun. And Big Ciro lives nearby Block still.
Yes, he is, mate. The great Buddick Sirenan. These young blokes out here at the moment, they're with the St. Helens team.
Of course, they're
playing Penrith in a couple of weeks. I think they're playing the Saints in a trial. He's going good, Curtis. Mate, suits him over there in England, playing with St. Helens. So he's going good.
Beautiful. Righto, mate. Well, great talking to you, Block. Thanks, mate.
Thanks,
really appreciate
it. Yeah, Block. Thanks.
Hey, always a pleasure, boys. Always a pleasure to talk to you. But Satch, you lost me number. I could fly up to the Gold Coast every couple of days a week or something.
Don't you ever do a gig with you or something?
Hey?
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah. You got my number too, Block. Just let me know about those MCing gigs, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry, mate. Don't worry, mate. I'll be on the blower tomorrow.
Beauty. Yeah.
And when he says small fee, it's only 75%.
Yeah. I don't mind.
That's all he's going to take.
So. If there's a man he's going to get me, I don't mind.
There's a roared on block for me.
Yeah. It's only a roared if you're not involved.
Hey, Sats, how?
Mate, I'm one of the greatest roarders.
Sats, how long do you think Badger's going to park his black van at Blocker's house for?
When he kicks me out.
Does he live near a school, Blocker? Because there's no van.
Mate, I'm telling you.
Something wrong with you, bloke.
Mate, he won't be past. It won't be one of those black vans. I'll be calling him Mr. Bubbles.
Oh. All right. We've promoted cigarette smoking, gambling, and now we're talking about this. Time to wrap her up, Blocker. Hey, thanks for joining Badger's last show tonight.
Thanks, mate.
Not a problem. All the best, Badge. See you, Sats.
Thanks,
you,
buddy.
See you, Stephen.
See you, buddy. There you go.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.